Everyone is on.
Introducing
Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Stories of everyday women breaking barriers and building wealth through real estate.
Let's get it.
Boss. B-O-S-S.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pretty Girls Love Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Washington, and I'm excited because we're doing something very different today. I got two ladies on today for this episode, and I'm really excited to talk to them. I have Miss Candace Carr and Miss Taki Wilkes. They're part of the Dream Team for ExecuHome Realty based out of Baltimore, and they're realtors. They're killing the game. So I'm excited to talk to them all about what's going on up there. So hi, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello.
And hello, hello to everyone.
Thanks for having us, Jessica. We are super excited. We love your podcast and we are so excited to be here.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you for coming on. So let's jump right into it. First of all, how did y'all meet? And then from there, how did y'all start getting into real estate?
Wow, we met many, many years ago. Not to tell our age, but
not that many. Right, we're still young.
Exactly. We went to Morgan State University. So we met as freshmen at Morgan State University, where we were both studying for our marketing degrees. And we started all the way through, friends all those years, and just enjoy. It's a pleasure to work with Taki. When she said, "Get your real estate license," I said, "You got yours?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm get mine."
Yeah, there we go. we both had done the corporate America thing, yes. And we were just really over it, the politics of it, and all that good stuff. And we were complaining to each other about this and that. So I started first, and I'm like, "Girl, come on!" And then she came along, and here we are.
She was
and
like,
"I'm veteran agents."
Okay, she was like, "I'm getting money out here. You got to come with me."
Yes, right. I'm like, "There's money to be got, girl. That's come right. on, get this
That's
money."
Right. That's right. And here it is, 14 years later, and we both, you know, been in the business for over 14 years, and we love what we do.
Yeah. Awesome. Appreciate y'all. So y'all are really passionate about working with first-time home buyers, especially. But tell me a little bit about what's going on in this crazy market in Baltimore right now.
Woo, the market is on fire right now. I mean, it is crazy. So it's definitely a seller's market here in Maryland, here in Baltimore. Sellers are getting offers. They're getting multiple offers, up to 26 to 30. The last offer we just put in, there were 30 offers on one property. So sellers are getting offers with you know, no closing help being requested,
no home inspections.
Yes. I mean, and all offers are going over asking price. So it is very competitive. There's just not a lot of inventory out here right now. So buyers are all competing for the same properties. However, buyers are still doing well because interest rates are still low. Buyers are getting more house for lower mortgage payments. So it's worth it to still dive in, but just understand it's competitive.
Very competitive. Okay. And it's listing agents as well. So we see it on both sides. As listing agents, we might list a home for sale and it's under contract in 48 hours, 72 hours. They may have 30 to 40 showings within those 2-3 days. It is it's a great time to be in real estate.
That's what's up.
Yes. It's a great time to be in real estate.
So like I said, y'all are really passionate about first time home buyers. I know Baltimore has a lot of special programs and like incentives. Can you talk a little bit about that for people that may not be familiar?
Sure. Yeah. So we actually partners as well with a nonprofit in Baltimore County, Diversified Housing, where for the last 5.5 years, we've actually gone and spoke to a lot of first time buyers. Due to COVID right now, they're slowing down because they're doing Zoom. But we're looking to get back in, right, Taki, to speak to. So usually we can hold a class of maybe 50 to 65 first-time buyers where we go and we talk about real estate, educating them, information, everything that they need. And then they partner up with the nonprofit to get a one-on-one counseling session where they know how much, you know, how much grants they qualify for, whether it be $5,000 in grants, whether it be $10,000 in grants. And that's, you know, that's what we've been doing as well.
Yep. So a lot of them are able to utilize the Maryland Mortgage Program and several other types of grants. And they can get, I mean, we've had buyers get anywhere from $3,000 all the way up to $10,000 in closing help. some of the grants can be combined and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So it has been a true blessing.
Has been.
Mm. Okay. Awesome. So y'all said it's crazy, but is there any like area, neighborhood where you're like, it's still somewhat opportunity? It's not as saturated as everywhere else?
It's saturated everywhere. So COVID is affecting some things because there are sellers who haven't put their homes on the market because they're waiting it out. Maybe they don't want showings and that kind of thing. So there's not a lot of inventory on that end. Also, I mean, being that there are just so many buyers out here because of the interest rates, there's just not enough houses. So it doesn't really matter where. I mean, that's I haven't true. Seen any communities no. at this point. Yeah. If you're trying to buy, it's competitive wherever you are. Even the like houses that you may think nobody wants, somebody wants
them. Somebody wants them. Yes. So okay. I mean, all price points. We were talking to someone yesterday and we agreed. He said from the $100,000 price point up to the $1 million price point. I mean, there's multiple offers everywhere, mm-hmm. everywhere, mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. over Maryland and what we see.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then I feel like it's a lot of people coming in from out of town now trying to buy in Baltimore. So that's further, you know, more competition out here. So,
yes, we have a lot of out of state investors who contact us and they're interested in purchasing properties specifically in Baltimore City. And it's just really challenging. So it's hard because they're out of state. But then the next layer is the competition. So everyone's mm-hmm. looking for the next big deal. And Baltimore typically has tons of those. But because there's added competition, it's even challenging for them.
Okay. So what, I guess, when you have a buyer, what advice do you give to them to be competitive out here in this market to get some of their offers accepted?
First of all, stay encouraged because a lot of our buyers, they're like, there's so many people, we don't know what to do. We'll stop and we'll pray with our clients and tell them, hey, stay encouraged because it's competitive. Last year, this time, we were able to go out and see 10, we always say we're going to show at least 8 to 10 houses on every visit. We might be showing 1 or 2 houses because it's so competitive, right? Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, so first and foremost, mm-hmm. we always want to prepare them because some buyers don't have a clue what they're about to face. So we always let them know, okay, this is what the market looks like. So it's very important that you be decisive. So this is not the time to window shop. This is not the time to, be decisive, know exactly what you want. And when you find it, we got to be aggressive.
Yes.
And we have to really weigh our options and be strategic. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. very necessary for us to be strategic, which is the benefit of working with the Dream Team, being that we're veteran agents and listing agents. We know what the listing agents are looking for, and we know how to get the offers accepted.
Okay, heard it here. Yes. Out here doing deals and, you know, making
things. Yes.
What's up?
And another thing, too, we give same-day customer service. I mean, probably a year ago, we weren't able to. But now we have a full team that we have to usually be double up. It's 2 agents to 1 client. Sometimes it may be 3 or 4 because we try to provide same-day service because these houses are not staying on the market and they're getting 20 offers in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. How many people you have on the Dream Team? And I know it's like all ladies, right? So what made y'all put that whole group together?
How can we say? Energy is everything.
Yes.
Positive
so
energy.
We're actually a team of 8, 5 full-time and 3 part-time. But mm-hmm. we're not all ladies. It's just that the men are kind of like in the background.
Yes,
they don't really like to, you know, they don't like to post. They don't like to be on social media too
they
much.
Don't.
So it appears that we're all women, but no, we are equal opportunity team.
Yes.
We definitely have some men that are our backbone as well. And they help, everybody helps each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. All right, cool. So I know besides, you know, being awesome, amazing realtors, like y'all are out here in the community. Y'all have a radio show on, what's it called? Spirit 106?
Praise
106. Sorry about that. Yeah, Praise 106. And y'all do a lot of stuff. I saw y'all were talking to like schools and, you know, just out here in the community talking about different things about real estate. So tell me about some of those things that y'all are doing.
Yes. So we're big on giving back to our community as well. You know, everybody thinks, oh, real estate agents, they just want to go out here and sell and make money. It's not about that. Yes, we're very humble agents. We love to give back, not only speaking engagements to first-time buyers, but yes, we've been having opportunities in Baltimore City Public School, my daughter's school where she attends right now, private school, and other schools have been asking us to come and to speak about real estate, about investing, about teaching. I mean, we did a fourth grade class. We did a second grade class in Baltimore City Schools, a third grade class. And then we're still trying to branch out to other middle schools and high schools as well. But teaching and instilling it now and understanding the concept, what real estate means, what investing means, and why to, you know, use your money wisely in making purchases like this. Although they can't do it now, but they can be educated now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the radio show, so the show is called Open House with the Dream Team of Executive Home Realty. So we called it Open House because we really wanted to find a platform where we could be transparent, open, honest, and provide education, information, and inspiration. So that's what we really try to do. We reach out to the Radio One audience that listens to Praise, and it really gives us an opportunity. They call in, they ask questions, we share information. Most importantly, we share encouragement, because we find that in the real estate process, a lot of people kind of get discouraged, or they just kind of need that extra push, or some people are just fearful that they're going to be taken advantage of. There's a lot of just hesitation and reservations. So we really try to encourage our listeners, and they love that. And then also, we actually recently partnered up with Radio One, and we were able to donate to St. Jude Children's Hospital for cancer research for children. Mm-hmm. And that's a cause that's very near and dear to our heart. Cancer has definitely affected my family directly. So whenever we have an opportunity to give back and to help others, we're always, you know, ready for it.
Yes. And a few podcasts that we've been doing, Zoom. I mean, it's just, we've been called and asked. We're so thankful, you know, to everyone's listening and hearing us, and, you know, just want to give back in any way, shape, or form we can.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all definitely doing the Lord's work. Like,
thank you.
To whom much is given, much is required. So we take that very seriously.
Amen. And I really appreciate y'all talking to kids, because I wish, like, even in high school, I wish I would have known about real estate, you know, any earlier than I did. Like, I didn't really discover real estate until I was like 30 years old. So any time earlier would have, you know, gave you more of an advantage. So y'all talking to kids in the elementary school, that's amazing. So
and Jessica, one of the greatest benefits was one of the young ladies went home and she told her mother that she wants to be a real estate agent. And we love that, because that's something that we didn't even think about growing up. We didn't know that was an opportunity. And then one of the other blessings is that we were able to reach out to a school that is very prestigious. You know, one of those higher end schools where, you know, the kids really don't have to know anything about what's going on in the quote unquote hood. And we were able to discuss with them redlining and its effect and the inability for those who are stuck in those communities to build wealth, and how that affected, you know, them moving forward generationally. And that's a topic that their kids, but they understood that it wasn't fair and that there's a difference. And coming from where they come from and their backgrounds, they would probably never have exposure to topics like that, or even have to deal with it, because they're very comfortable. They're affluent. But that was a blessing to be able to introduce that to them, to help them to see that. And we also gave them the opportunity to tell us what they would have done differently, what they think could be done. And just trying to really encourage them to get involved, because they will grow into families that have lots of generational wealth, and they could really give back. So that's a true blessing, being able to do things like that, that most people may not even think about. But just because they're young doesn't mean they can't take it all in and do something with it.
And a fourth grader of another race, you know, he said, you know, I would love to give back. I would buy a home for someone who was in need of in another race. So that was very touching, just to show the diversity that their little minds are clicking and saying, you know, I want to help. That's not right. That was not right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, I mean, everything that's bad going on in the world with the pandemic, the whole situation with George Floyd, and, you know, just all of that conversation has, you know, it's obviously horrible situations, but, you know, the blessing in disguise is that we're having these type of conversations. Like, people are more open, they're, you know, more willing to talk to people and kind of bridge those gaps. So that's amazing. Y'all are doing awesome things.
Thank you.
Speaking of inspiration, so tell me, you know, we always talk about us as women out here in real estate, it's a man's game. Obviously the ladies are killing it, but there are some challenges. There are some things that we kind of just have to have dealt with, you know, being women. So what are some of the challenges that you face throughout your career that you feel as being women or being Black that you've had to deal with?
Lack of respect.
Yes, that's the truth. That's the truth.
As women, and specifically as Black women in a male-dominated society, in a white male-dominated society or business, I should say,
right,
or industry is an even better word, we're faced with agents from a different era, from a different age, and also different cultures who definitely feel like they don't necessarily want to work with us. They don't want to negotiate with us. They will try to dominate. They will try to elbow us and, you know, make us do what they want us to do. And it becomes increasingly more necessary to assert ourselves as bosses and to most importantly protect our clients and protect their best interests. So sometimes it gets pretty nasty and it gets pretty ugly. And a lot of times it's just due to them not seeing us as equal. And it becomes pretty obvious early on in the transaction. And unfortunately, we can't pick who we work with. So we end up with different agents from all different backgrounds, all different cultures on the other end of the transaction. And at the end of the day, our priority is to do right by our clients. So it can get pretty nasty at times.
And it has. I mean, it has. I mean, we've had experiences where throughout the transaction, we're trying to negotiate repairs on the, you know, specifically on a $500,000 purchase. Our clients were African-American. On the other end, they were white, you know, sellers, and they were also agents as well. And we go throughout the entire transaction. There's a bunch of nastiness and this and that and the third, and we get to settlement. And never forget this. She told me, shush, I had enough of you already. And I said, who do you think you're talking to?
Right.
Who do you really think you're talking to? She wouldn't give my clients the keys at settlement. Ooh. She was nasty. So I asked the title company, the agent, I said, take her out of here, please. And she is not welcome in this room for closing. She made the transaction very uncomfortable for our African-American family. And that did not sit well, but to sell somebody to shush.
Right.
There's no shushing. There's
no. Gotta keep it professional.
That was very nasty. Very nasty. And that was from a female. And then on the other end, we had a male. We had a transaction and he told us, we don't do things like this way. Mm-hmm. We said, well, where does that say that in the Maryland Association of Realtors?
Mm-hmm.
Shut that down as well. So we got to be strong at what we do because, you know, it's unfortunate. All we're trying to do is just negotiate deals and do what's right by the client.
So most importantly, we always have to be very knowledgeable.
Yes.
We have to always assert ourselves, but also make sure that they know that we know the law.
That's
right. We know what's legal. We know what their responsibility is. We know our responsibility. We know our job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gets challenging, but we fight through. We make it happen.
Yes, we do. And by the way, in a minute, we will screenshot an agent saying, this is what it says in the Maryland Association of Realtors in your contract to make sure they understand. We'll shut it down.
Yeah.
Don't even
worry. Right. Yeah, nice. Keep it classy, keep it cute.
Oh, yes.
All right. So y'all know, like with the pandemic, a lot of people got laid off and, you know, whatever, like everybody is more conscious about, you know, doing their side hustle, starting their own business, what have you. A lot of people are getting into real estate on the investment side and a realtor. I guess what advice would you give somebody that's like brand new into the real estate game? They want to get their license. They want to be a realtor. You know, what's some of the advice you would give to somebody new like that?
Yeah. You know what, everyone, so we have a lot of followers, right? And a lot of people, you know, got their license, or we want to do what you're doing. We want to be like you. And we appreciate the honor and the praise. However, you don't see the hard work and dedication that you put into it leading up to that cute glamour shot that they say they want to take a picture with the key. You know, you have to put in the hard work, stay consistent, stay dedicated, and it's just not going to fall in your lap. So you got to get out here and you really have to also, you have to work hard. You have to pound the pavement.
Yes.
It took years and years before we really got a consistent referral base because we had to prove ourselves, right? And with that, people think it just comes easy. It's going to fall out the sky. I'm going to get this client. No, you have to stay consistent. So whether your niche is first time buyers, whether your niche is listing agents, you know, focus and follow that niche. It will work, but it takes time.
Mm-hmm. And I would say definitely know your why, your purpose.
That's true.
Because some people will say they want to get into real estate because they think they're going to make a lot of money and it's fun and they get to dress up and show beautiful houses. And yes, that is true. You can make great money and you do get to show nice homes and you can wear what you want, but all the glitz and glamour and all that kind of comes down the road. And what about the investment properties that you have to show that have, you know, feces and you need a scarf on your head? And what about when you're in those properties? Mm-hmm. And what about when you're working before you earn your money? Because a lot of what we do involves working before we get paid. So sometimes, you know, we've done everything that we're supposed to do. We've mm-hmm. done the work. We've been working with the client. We've done everything. And then maybe the buyer was not honest with the lender and they misstated their income, or they did something, they purchased something and changed their credit score. So now they've changed the deal. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the deal could fall through at no fault of your own. Right. As a realtor, you did everything you were supposed to do. Your client did everything they were supposed to do. There are things we can't control. So there's a downside and there's an upside, but make sure that you're in it, not because you want to make a lot of money and be glamorous, but because you want to help people. That's right. why we do it. That's we right. do it to serve first and foremost. Our priority is making sure that we're helping and serving families, and we're letting God use us to do that. But money will come and all the good fun and stuff will come, but that can't be your focus. That shouldn't right. be why you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you for that. So what other things have y'all got coming up? Any events or any initiatives, anything y'all are working on now?
Well, Candy says a little bit of everything. So we're really big on not jinxing ourselves. So we don't like to talk about it until we actually have like full release, everything signed, sealed, and delivered. But we can say that Candace and I are working on a really big initiative to help victims who are now survivors, and to help survivors help other victims, yes. specifically with domestic violence, male mm-hmm. and female, but primarily targeting women like us, because we have both experienced domestic violence in our past, and it's made us stronger. It's mm-hmm. been a real learning tool for us. I was a person who always kept everything inside. I didn't mm-hmm. share. I didn't talk about it. Candace has always been a lot more transparent, and she's worked with me to really understand that the journey that we went through was for us to share to help others. And so that's like something that we're really passionate about. That's yes. something that we're working on. We have some big stuff coming down the pipeline for that. We're also going to be changing the direction and format of our show, Open House. So we'll, yes. we'll be adding to that. And then I also have a clubhouse meeting called Let's Talk About It, which is going to be a round table where we'll talk about hot topics and all that good stuff. That's going to roll out April 15th from 3 to 4 p.m. every Thursday. So we got like a ton of great stuff going on.
Then we'll get calls. It just depends. We might get a call, you know, just like yourself, Jessica, you heard about us and then you saw some, you know, looked on our Facebook and Instagram, and you saw us. So we're getting calls. People that we were thankful that they're calling. Hey, can you do a podcast next week? Or can you do this Zoom next week? You know, so we're humbly thankful.
Yeah, y'all are killing the game. And what day and time does y'all radio show come on?
And we're on hiatus right now because of COVID, so we can't get into the studio. So as soon as we can get back into the studio, we'll be back on. So we're looking forward to be at least like midsummer is kind of the time frame that they're giving us, but we don't have anything etched in stone just yet.
And it was Sundays from 1 to 2. So we can get back in that time slot. You know, we have to work with the radio management. So we'll have to see. Hopefully we can get our time slot back. But it was very fulfilling. People listening, they were like, we were fearful of buying a home, but you helped us overcome it. And we were this, and you did this, and you guys, you filed bankruptcy and actually still were able to purchase a home years later. Yes, yes, and yes. We've been there. Every road that you can think of. Bad credit, bad closure, domestic violence,
healthcare. Yes. I mean, we've been through it all.
And divorce, here happily divorced. Thank you.
So we stand here strong. Amen. And as sisters, so yes. as women, yes. and we love mm-hmm. each other, yes, we and do. We love what we're able to do. Yeah. So, yep. For anybody that's been through it or scared or they're embarrassed because their credit isn't perfect, trust us. We've been there. We've done that.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
Oh man, y'all, I love y'all energy. Like y'all Thank are really you. An inspiration.
We like this
y'all
every day, every day. Especially her.
Y'all are doing things. That's what's up. All right, y'all. Well, let me move on to the last segment of the show. Obviously, I really enjoyed the conversation. Move on to the last segment of the show, which is called The Fabulous Four. And it's just four questions I ask every guest. So we got two of y'all today. So I want to hear answers from both of y'all on these. All right. The first question is, what's your favorite book about real estate?
So my favorite book is actually, it's not directed to specifically real estate, but it's important. And I always recommend this one. It's by Aisha Selden. It's called Mud to Millions. Mm-hmm. And Aisha is an African-American woman who lived in the projects. She's now a multimillionaire. And the reason I always recommend the book is one, because it's very relatable. Like she's very, you know, she doesn't talk around it. She's very like, this is where I was, this is where I am. But the primary purpose of the book is mindset. Yes. Because everything in life, but specifically real estate, it all starts with mindset. If you want to build wealth, you have to get the mindset right first before you can, do anything successfully. So she goes through the book, she goes through her story, and she really just, it's kind of like she gives you like these little hacks, the ways to think about money, ways to think about your past and how to use that to get to where you want to be. And I feel like whenever, like for me, I like to see people who have done it because that lets me know I can do it. Where, you know, some people are like crabs in a barrel. They're so worried about somebody taking them off their spot. But for me, when I see my sister doing something amazing, then I'm like, that means I can do it. Yes, and if she does it, that's like I did it. Amen. So I really identify with Aisha in a way. So it's Aisha Selden, Multimillions. That would be one of my favorite real estate books. Yeah.
Cool. All right. And Candace?
Well, full transparency, I think I'm my own book. So I really don't read. Look, I even have books here. I haven't even read a half of them. I'm more of a motivational speaker. So I just like listen, just, you know, different motivational speaking. Mm-hmm. I might Google or, you know, just see what I find. But for the most part, it's a 5:30 a.m. to 7, 8, 9 o'clock day for me every single day. So reading, I need to do more of that. So like you said, all full transparency.
But I will say, so for a life hack, because we get really busy and Candace and I talk about this all the time, the challenge of reading books, right? So for me, I use Audible a lot. Audible has been amazing. So it's through Amazon for anybody who's interested. If you really want to get more reading done, and like me and Candace always try to do this when I'm cooking dinner, when I'm taking my shower, and when I'm driving, if I'm not on the phone, negotiating, but that's my downtime, and that's how I get through as many as I can. So that's my life hack for anybody that's interested. Like, okay, I want to do it all, but how do I? That's kind of what works. Yes. And then I'm always sending her links.
She is. And all that good stuff. She like, is. She out. Said, check this out. I said, I have an 8 and 10 year old, and we got so many clients. I'm like, I wish I had more downtime to read, but I do need to do more Audible. So I'm full transparency. It's to keep saying.
No worries. No, I love Audible. That's how I read most of my books as well, especially, driving around. That's the best.
Yes.
All right. All right. So the second question is, what advice would y'all give to your younger selves when you were just getting started with your real estate career?
Be realistic. I think, just like I said, I was watching millionaire listings and all that great stuff on television, and they have the hip hop shows and all this, and it just makes it seem, and they show you these great big numbers of commission, and that exists and it happens, but you have to crawl before you walk. Yes. And so, you know, I always say people see the victory without knowing the history. So, you know, take your time. Understand that it's not necessarily going to happen overnight, and build relationships. Rebuilding relationships is key in this business.
Yes, it is. I would say the same thing, like, you know, putting in the hard work. Who would ever thought? I tell Tekiyah, somebody said, we went to Morgan State University. We were honor students. We graduated with honors. We got full scholarships. Both of us. Thank God we don't have student loans. We're very humbly thankful. But who would ever thought all we had to do is just go to real estate school? And we could have been successful realtors from high school. I don't know, but we're very thankful for Morgan State University because they did make us very well-rounded. But just know, like you said, just know that hard work does exist when you're going to do this, you know, this career path or in this industry.
Right. But yeah, it's very fulfilling. And I mean, once you get there, it's very lucrative. So,
Yes. Money is good. We don't lie about that.
And look, and sometimes, you know, realistically, people say, well, how in the world do you, you know, you got this, you got that, but we might work for 60 to 90 days and we don't have no paycheck from that one client until the 90th day. Because 30 days it takes, you know, sometimes it was back then, last year, but now it takes 2 weeks for them to find a house, then 30 to 45 days to settle. We're not getting paid until, you know. Yep. You got to manage your money very well.
Yes, manage your money very well. Yes. That's another one. Tax preparation. Yes. Have a good tax preparer. Have someone in place. And, you know, make sure that you have a cushion. just because you get those big checks and they come in, don't just spend it because it's there. Keep a cushion because you will need that cushion for the times when you're waiting for the deal to close and the times when something may fall through and, you know, the real estate cycle moves up and down. So you have to prepare yourself. So that would definitely be the advice we would give.
Definitely.
All right, cool. All right, the third question is, what topic in real estate do y'all want to learn about?
I'm looking to learn more about, and I think I can answer this for both of us. I'm looking to learn more about mortgage REITs and just REITs in general, real estate investment trust. Mm-hmm. So not only do we focus on real estate, but we're also journeying into investments, stocks and all that kind of good stuff. So mortgage REITs is something that I really just recently got introduced to. So I'm looking to kind of learn more about that and just investing in some more REITs, real estate investment trust.
It's amazing too. I purchased this home 2 years ago and I would have never thought that, you know, I would make it my investment property of a townhouse and I want to buy another detached home. And just knowing just what you're looking for in investing, you know, when you purchase it, do you put $50,000 to $60,000 in renovations and then flip it, or, you know, or do you hold on to it to rent? So just making multiple purchases, whether we're going to have rentals or whether we're going to have just houses that we want to keep for generational wealth to get the equity years to come. So that's another goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love real estate and, you know, you in and out of houses, all that, but it's nothing like, you know, having a dividend stock that's paying you that mailbox money regardless of whether you're working or not. So
absolutely. And it's also challenging day trading and trying to do it all. But yeah, that's next. That's what I'm in the midst of right now. I got my teeth are sunk into that right now.
That's what's up. All right, cool. So lastly, can y'all please give a shout out to some other amazing ladies that are doing some good things in real estate?
Yes.
So I would like to give a shout out to Mel Ledbetter, and she's with Keller Williams. She is in the Pikesville office. She was our family realtor. So I used to always watch her come and help us buy homes, sell homes, help us buy. And who would have ever thought, I call her Aunt Mel now because I went to school with her her niece. Mm-hmm. And she was the most successful real estate agent in Baltimore that I knew. And every time she sees me now, she says, I'm so proud of you, Candace. Like, you really are doing very well. You're very successful. And I mirror her because she was someone I looked up to. I'm like, wow, Aunt Mel, like, you did this, you did that. And now she has a team. And she's like, now she's a little older. She's like, Candace, I'm not interested in showing any more homes. That's what she told me when I saw it at the market. She's like, look, I think she's been doing this for 40 plus years. She's like, I'm not. So, and also Karen Harvey, that's another, I want to give her a shout out as well as my cousin. And she's been doing it the same amount of time. She's like, Hans, I'm about done with this. You know, you guys can take this and run with it. So Karen Harvey, I give her a shout out. She's my family cousin. She's been in business for over 40 plus years as well. So,
beautiful. Yeah. All right. Saki, you got any shout outs?
I'm trying to think. Candace took all the good ones. Vanity James, who has her own brokerage. Mm-hmm. Just, I want to actually just shout out all the female African American brokers. Because a broker is the next level of a real estate agent. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's just awesome. Because as I said, in this field where it's male dominated and it's dominated by other races, for women to do it and Black women to do it is just awesome. Mm-hmm. So she would be one of those. And just all of them, because I don't want to leave anybody. It's one of those things where once you start naming one, you're like, oh, what about? I don't want to leave anybody out, but definitely all the female Black brokers, like much love, much respect.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
We're going to stick to the dream team and let y'all do the broker thing. Right. We got enough on our plate.
That's it.
But we admire you. We acknowledge you. And like, we thank you. And we love to see that. That's just awesome.
Yes, shout out to the lady, you know, African American lady brokers there. That's the true bosses of this real estate. All right. So finally, how can people get in touch with y'all? How can they follow y'all on social media and just keep up with what y'all got going on?
So Instagram, we are at Trust the Dream Team. Facebook, Trust the Dream Team. You can find me at Realtor_Taki on Instagram. She is
Carr_Realtor, CARR_Realtor. And phone number is 443-677-8732. Give me a call.
And me, 443 413-433-9393.
All right.
So you can reach us. We are around pretty much if you just put in Trust the Dream Team. We also have our website, trustthedream.com. Mm-hmm. So you can find us if you put in Trust the Dream Team, you'll pretty much get us. Or if you know anybody in Maryland and you ask about the Dream Team, somebody,
they'll tell you.
They know the Dream
Team. That's right.
They ring bells in these streets. That's what's up.
Yes.
All right. So y'all have any last words of wisdom for the listeners out there?
Last words of wisdom would just be chase your purpose, not the money. So know what your purpose is and then pursue that purpose and everything else will fall into place. Definitely for us, we always put God first.
Yes, we
first, we are a faith-based team and we strongly believe that we could not do it were it not for God and the gift that he's given us. And we feel that our mission, our purpose here is to let him use us to help others, to help families. So that's how we approach everything.
That's right.
So in whatever you're doing, if you found a way to help and to serve and you love helping and serving, then you're right on the right path. If you haven't found that yet, keep working toward that because that's when you're going to truly find fulfillment, happiness, wealth, abundance, all the things that you're really hoping for. And also, never believe that we as women, as Black women, can't work together,
can't be because it's not true.
Mm-hmm. That's something that other people tell us and they try to convince us that we can't work together and that we can't build together and we can't.
Yes,
it takes
can.
Two, it takes
does.
A village. I couldn't do it without my sister.
Same here.
My sister couldn't do it without me. And you know, all those stereotypes, you just have to find people in your circle that are like-minded. And if you find those people, gravitate to them, hold on to them. You can't take everybody with you as much as you may want to, but those who are like you and like-minded, stick with them and build with them.
Yes. And I would say this too. My cousin's always saying it, DJ Quicksilver, I'm gonna give you a shout out because this is the truth. He's an amazing DJ, nationally known now. He always says hard work, dedication, and consistency. And he is so right. I mean, so those are the values that we go by as well. Because it's true. Anything you do in life, you're going to find success if you work hard at it, if you stay consistent at it, and you're dedicated to it. And that's why the Dream Team, we're very successful. We're not just successful because we're looking for the money. Like Taki said, we serve God first. If you don't serve God first, I feel sorry. Well, that's the reason why we keep the smile on our face, you know, because we serve the Lord. We do. And we preach. And we pray with you if you allow us to. So.
But we're not perfect.
But we're not perfect. Facts.
Well, amen. Like I said, y'all are out here doing the Lord's work. Y'all are such an inspiration. I love y'all energy. I love the things that y'all are doing, just serving others. So I'm so appreciative that y'all came on my show and I love speaking with y'all. Hopefully, you know, continue to keep in touch with y'all and just, you know, all the amazing things y'all got going on.
We just want to say thank you for having us and we love what you're doing. We love that you're celebrating women,
pretty girls
in real estate. That's just the dopest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And we just see nothing but abundance and success and overflow for you as well. So we want to thank you. And we're blessed to be a part of your journey. And we just can't wait to keep watching you just grow and grow and build. And, you know, we can say we knew you back when.
Exactly. Make sure you say Dream Team.
Yes. I definitely received that. I appreciate all the kind words.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and, you know, just spending time with me. So definitely thank y'all for that. But we're going to wrap it up here. This was an amazing episode. So definitely y'all keep checking out the Dream Team. They're out here in these streets killing the game. They're doing so many things in the community. Obviously experts in the Baltimore market on the listing. And if you want to buy, so definitely get in touch with them if you're interested in this market. So I'm going to cut it off here. Thank you to my guests, Ms. Taki Wilkes and Ms. Candace Carr, the Dream Team.
Dream team. That's right. Dreams come true every day.
All right, y'all, we're going to cut it off here. But thank you again for another episode of Pretty Girls Love Real Estate Podcast. Thank you.